AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump has won most of the states that have voted in the Republican presidential contest so far. He won 3 of 4 states voting yesterday, losing only Idaho to Ted Cruz. The Today Show asked him this morning if those coordinated attacks aimed at stopping him may actually be helping him.
I think so. I mean, you see the numbers I got in Mississippi. I love the people of Mississippi and Michigan, and you look at what's happened. The numbers were, you know, astronomical.
Political analyst Jacob Parakilis.
I think the idea that the relentless attacks on Trump over the last few weeks had a really significant impact on him was pretty much proven to be wrong by the results last night.
Hillary Clinton, still the Democratic frontrunner with over half of the delegates she needs for the nomination, though rival Bernie Sanders surprised the pundits by winning Michigan's primary yesterday. Clinton says she and Sanders have their differences, but
those differences pale in comparison to what's happening on the Republican side. Every time you think it can't get any uglier, they find a way.
The two Democrats meet tonight in a candidates' debate. They've had as much as 11 inches of rain in northwest Louisiana, and they may get another 10 inches by the end of tomorrow. They've had high water rescues, flooded homes, and a nursing home had to be evacuated there. 2 Baltimore schools police officers are free on bail this morning after being charged in an incident videotaped on a cell phone. An officer kicking and slapping a teenager at a school as another officer stands by. School officials initially said there was a report of an intruder in the school, but later said the teenager on the video was believed to be a student. This is AP Radio News. The mourning period for former First Lady Nancy Reagan begins today. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
A small ceremony in the morning for family and friends in Santa Monica will be followed by a motorcade leading to a public viewing in the afternoon at Simi Valley's Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. 8 Secret Service agents who serve the Reagans will act as pallbearers when the body is taken from the Santa Monica Funeral Home. Friday will be the funeral when Nancy Reagan will be laid to rest next to her husband on a hillside tomb facing the Pacific. Before her death, she planned the funeral's flower arrangements, the music to be played by a Marine Corps band, and the people who received invitations to the private memorial. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A 4-year-old sitting in the back seat of his mom's pickup truck somehow got hold of a handgun and shot his mother in the back, according to what the woman told police. A Putnam County, Florida deputy saw the frantic woman inside her truck and responded. The little boy wasn't hurt. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.